Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Lama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Lama and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello, folks. I'm Dick Huddleston. I guess you remember about the, I don't know what to call it. Anyway, the thing that Abner bought at an auction without intending to and without knowing what it was. Well, that's Abner for you. Now, the old fellas have it over at the Jotham Down store, still trying to figure out what it is.
Abner, are you sure they ain't a set of directions with this thing, Summers?
I've looked everywhere, and I can't find none.
Did you look in the box it come in?
Yeah.
Well, that's sure curious. You'd think surely with a contraption like this, they'd send some instructions with it. I reckon some of this junk ought to be put together.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too.
Maybe if we could put it together, we could tell what it is.
Well, I don't know what goes where, though, Lum. That's the trouble. Sure is a batch of junk here. War, metal gadgets, I don't know what all.
Well, just looks to me like you might as well throw the dad blame thing away.
No, I ain't gonna do that. I want to find out what it is first. I want to know what I'm throwing away.
Granny's Abner, you ought to be bored for the simples.
Huh?
Here, we just been back in business 2 days, and already you got everything all balled up.
Well, now, Lum...
Any feller that ain't got no more sense than to buy something he don't even know what it is ought to be locked up.
Lum, I told you I never aimed on buying it. I was just raising my hand to knock a fly off my ear, and an auctioneer claimed I was bidding.
Well, you oughtn't to went to auction in the first place. And in the second... Wait a minute. What's the matter with us? I know what'll clear this up.
Well, good.
What did the auctioneer call it when he was auctioning it off?
Oh, yeah, sure. Why, that'd tell us, wouldn't it?
Well, of course it would. What a couple of ninnies we are.
Yeah.
What did he call it?
Well, to be honest, Lum, that fly was bothering me so much, I never paid no attention to what he was saying.
Oh, for goodness
sake. Now, wait a minute, though. I do know what he called it.
Good.
He called it this next item.
Next item? Oh, for pity's sakes.
Something else he called it was a stupendous bargain.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
Now, there's another reason I don't want to throw it away, Lum. It's such a good bargain. Ain't often a feller gets a bargain like that.
Abner, think hard now. Try to recollect what he called it. He had to call it something.
Well, he said it was a war surplus item, I believe.
War surplus?
Yeah. Doggies, you don't reckon that's an Adams bond, do you?
No, of course not. No. Couldn't be.
I hope not.
Surely. I don't believe they auction them things off no way.
They don't, huh?
Besides, bombs are sort of round-shaped, I think.
Oh.
This is square. Well, let's look through the box again for some directions of some kind.
Lum, it ain't no use. I've looked every place.
I wonder if we could have burned them up.
Burn them up?
Why, sure. You know, a lot of that stuff was wrapped in paper, and we throwed it in the stove. We might have throwed the directions in there, too.
Oh, my goodness, I never thought of that.
If you hadn't been so excited when you got it and started stirring around in the box, you might not have lost them.
Well, you was excited, too. Fact is, you and Cedric was the ones that drug out most of that stuff out of the box.
Yeah, no use to worry about that. That ain't going to help us none.
Good.
What we got to do is figure out just what this thing is. It's embarrassing having folks come in here and ask what it is and not know what to tell them.
Well, I don't know why they should care. You just tell them it's mine. I'm the one that has to tell them I don't know what it is.
I still think it's some kind of a radio. But I'll be dead blamed if I know how to work it. It's got a couple of dial things on there that looks like part of a radio.
Well, we ain't been able to get no programs on it, though. Looks more like a big machine that I seen in a doctor's office once.
No, I don't much think so.
No, I don't believe I'd buy one of them. I ain't sick. Cedric thinks it's some kind of a newfangled electric pinball machine.
For pity's sake.
We spent an hour this morning trying to put nickels in it.
Well, it ain't no pinball machine. I know that good.
Lum, what about the words that's printed on there? Don't they mean nothing?
Well, I reckon they do. It's more like the reason they put them on there.
That's good thinking on your part.
I notice one place here it says volume.
Hmm.
Down here it says voice. Just wondering if it's some kind of a jukebox.
Jukebox?
Yeah, they have them in restaurants, you know, and drugstores.
Yeah, but Lum, ain't no place to put nickels in it. Or at least, way Cedric couldn't find none. Of course, now, it might be the kind you have to put dimes in. A dime will go a lot of places that a nickel won't.
Yeah, that's sound reasoning.
Doggone, I hope it is a dime machine. That way we'd make just twice as much money.
Well, it ain't a jukebox. It ain't fancy enough. Besides, I...
Hey, wait a minute, Lum. Harley Ludson.
Harley Ludson?
Yeah, I ought to have thought of him in the first place.
What are you talking about?
Well, Lum, there's a feller that could tell us what this thing is. Yes, sir, old Harley Ludson.
Well, who in the world is Harley Ludson?
Oh, you recollect him? Tom Ludson's boy. Awful mechanicals-minded. Knows all about machines and all that sort of junk. Yet when he was only 7 years old, he'd taken his mama's electric washing machine clean apart, every cog in it. And he done it in 9 minutes and 27 seconds flat.
Granny, that's fast.
Yes, sir.
He must be a genius.
He is. Well, just to show it taking his mama 3 months to put it back together again, just give you an idea how smart that boy was.
He was smart.
Oh, he was.
First, he was dumb once.
No, he was smart. He had a brain up there.
Well, do you reckon he could sure enough tell us what this contraption is?
Lon, there ain't a contraption in the whole wide world that he don't know the name of.
Well, then what are we waiting for? Granny, this is the best idea you ever had. Well, get on the phone there and get Harley over here.
Well, that's the trouble. I can't. Harley moved to Twin Falls, Idaho back in 1931. Now was it 32?
Abner, someday I'm going to whop you right on top of the head.
No, it was 31.
I can beat bumps on your head faster than you can rub them.
Well, Elizabeth, I know. I'll just call her up.
No, never mind. It don't matter when he moved. Now we're right back where we started. Got a white elephant on our hands for sure.
Oh, well,
Nothing. Just
what did you say? Well, I know it ain't no elephant, Lon. Because it ain't even white.
I said skip it.
Uh-huh. All right. Oh, wait a minute. There comes Squire Skimp heading over this way. I bound you, he'll know what it is. He knows everything.
Yeah, I know he does, but I doubt... Well, I sort of hate to come right out flat-footed and ask Squire, tell you the truth. I feel kind of embarrassed. It ain't good for a man of my brains to look ignorant.
Well, I don't want to ask him neither. Special, because I own it, and I ought to know what I own.
Yeah. Maybe I can just sort of casual lead him into a conversation about it. Draw his attention to it, and he's bound to mention what it is.
What if he don't?
Well, don't worry, he will. I'll ask him some leading questions.
What kind of questions?
Okay, Chuck, here you go. Well, howdy, Squire, old boy. Come on in.
Well, gentlemen, how are my good friends today?
Oh, just tolerably, Squire.
Proud to hear it, Lum. By the way, I brought that little insurance policy over, the one we discussed yesterday. Thought you might like to glance over.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, you can lay it right here on this gadget here.
Well, fine.
Do you think this... gadget here is a good place to set it?
Oh, yes, Lum. Any place is fine. Now, I want to call your attention to Clause B, Section 5.
Squire, does this policy cover everything in the store? Like, for instance, this gadget here?
Oh, yes, certainly. I tell you what, Lum, I have another appointment. Why don't you look this over and sign it, and I'll pick it up later.
Better get to them leading questions, Lum.
Hey, Chef Abner.
Well, I'll see you men later. Oh, great Boulder Fire. When did you get this thing, Lum?
Oh, yeah, I was wondering if you were going to notice that.
Where?
You mean this thing here?
Why, yes. You're the last person in the world I'd ever expect to buy one of those.
Well, actually, it belongs to Abner.
To Abner? Well, that's even more surprising.
It is?
Yes, it looks like a good one, too.
Oh, yeah, it's a dandy. No doubts about that.
But why don't you stand it up? You got it lying on its back there.
Oh, yeah, sure. What's the matter with us?
Yeah, we just had it set that way temporary.
Yeah.
I remember once Mrs. Skimp and myself were shopping in a war surplus store, and we saw one of these. Mrs. Skimp didn't even know what it was.
Oh, for goodness sake.
It's ignorant.
What did you finally tell her it was, Squire?
Oh, I just told her what it was, that's all.
I see.
Yes, you know, a good one like this, if you take care of it, it'll last you a lifetime.
Well, that's nice.
What do you plan to use it for, Abner?
Well, I sorter plan. Mom, what was I going to use it for?
Just regular stuff.
Yes, well, that's the way to get the most out of it, no doubt about that.
You ain't got any suggests how we could use it, have you, Squire?
Well, you can tell that better than I can, Lum. You know what you want it for.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yes, you're going to get a lot of good out of that, man.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's a good hobby to have, and I think you're wise to take it up, Abner.
Well, thank you.
Well, I hate to rush off, but I got to. I'll be back for the polish after a while. So long.
Yeah, so long.
Yeah, so long. Doggies, he's a smart fella.
No, he's smart, all right. Boo, we ain't no further ahead now than we was before. I don't see how he could have did all that talking and not mentioned the name of this thing just once.
Well, he might have told us if you hadn't acted like you knowed so dad blame much about it.
Me? You was the one that kept bowing and grinning and nodding your head. For goodness sakes, he's coming back.
Say, did I leave my pipe in here?
Why, I don't know. I'll look around here.
Squire, can I ask you a question?
Why, certainly, Abner, certainly.
Well, I hate to show my ignorance, but just what is this contraption?
Why, it's a shortwave transceiver.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. What's the matter with us?
Here's my pipe right here. Well, I'll see you later, man.
Long.
Yeah.
What's a shortwave transceiver?
I ain't got the least idea.